A little record company called Archaeophone has released the earliest recordings of a man W.C. Fields called the funniest man I ever saw and the saddest I ever knew. Bert Williams was the star of the Ziegfeld Follies between 1910 and 1919. He sold thousands of recordings. He was also African-American, and at the turn of the 20th century, that meant he performed in blackface. Elizabeth Yates McNamee has more on an influential but largely forgotten comedian.
Bert Williams began his show business career in the rugged logging and mining camps of California in the 1890s. He moved up to a minstrel troupe in San Francisco and then formed a comedy duo with George Walker. Together, they worked their way to New York, and within a few years, Bert Williams had made Broadway history.
Many consider him the greatest comedian of all time. Certainly, during his lifetime, he was considered to be as good as Chaplin or better.
Mel Watkins has just finished writing his third book on African-American humor. He says that, like Charlie Chaplin, Bert Williams played a sad, luckless clown. But Williams's blackface clown was one of the two stock characters developed in minstrel shows, the variety entertainment popular since the 1840s. Those two ludicrous characters sang, danced, and told jokes.
There were two of them. One was the Jim Dandy figure. One was the slow, sluggish, ignorant darky figure. Bert Williams played that figure, the latter figure. It became a figure that was sort of the wise man in clown's garb. In this case, the wise man in darky garb.
Oh, when it's all going out and there's nothing coming in, Lord, that am the time when the trouble begins. Your money's getting low.
And always, Williams played this part wearing burnt cork and makeup that exaggerated his eyes and mouth. Mel Watkins says that blackface performance has a complicated history in American theater.
It was not considered racial when it started. It was a theatrical mask that whites wore, much as clowns wear large noses and so forth. When black performers started in minstrelsy, they continued it because minstrel performers all wore blackface.
Archaeophone Records was created by Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy to save the earliest recorded music from oblivion. They dig through private collections and haunt garage sales looking for old recordings. Then they digitize and restore them. Like this one from 1913, Bert Williams' signature hit, Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am full of nothing and pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody.
Some people may be more familiar with the idea of Bert Williams than they expect.
Megan Hennessy.
Johnny Cash covered Nobody on his second to last album. And one of the characters in the movie Chicago, the play Chicago, was based on Bert Williams. So people that saw that may know a little more about what he was like than they think.
But I never done nothing to nobody. I ain't ever got nothing from nobody in no time.
I would imagine that he was probably the master, like Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle rolled into one back in the turn of the century.
Robert Townsend is an actor and comedian. He directed and starred in the provocative and hilarious film Hollywood Shuffle. Townsend is now president and CEO of the Black Family Channel.
He was the highest paid performer at the Ziegfeld Follies for 10 years. That would be like the biggest show on Broadway, and he's the star. And he was the only African American that was up there.
But Robert Townsend acknowledges that there are good reasons for Williams's obscurity.
It's embarrassing because some of the most incredible comedians, incredible artists had to wear this burnt cork. And it's just that when, you know, African-Americans nowadays think of somebody putting on blackface, it's just real disgusting.
Townsend says that it's important to remember that Williams and Walker and other performers were playing standard stereotyped roles. On stage, they spoke in dialect, but not at home.
They created these characters. They weren't the characters. I used to watch those movies, and that vernacular would always kill me because it'd be like, I heard you were at the Battle of Bull Run. He goes, yeah, my great-granddaddy was at the Battle of Bull Run. He was the one who run. They would do these jokes, and so stupid that you would go, oh, man. But when you really heard them talk, they didn't talk that way.
The dialect and minstrel comic songs are preserved on this early recording. Burt Williams and his partner George Walker sound unrehearsed, spontaneous, much as they would have on the vaudeville stage of 1901. Archaeophone's Richard Martin.
It's just raw music. A couple of guys singing with a piano, and they're banging away on it, and it's very loud, and it's uncontrolled, and it's fun and funny, and you can tell they're having the time of their lives.
Good morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning.
How you do this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling so
when
so
you're
bad.
Dreaming about me.
Oh, I dream
my
a little
dreaming.
Bit. Oh, that's all right.
And I'll look your
really, what we've got here is a little snapshot into the history of recorded music. I would say the closest you would come to it today is an album of outtakes.
Burt Williams collapsed on stage in February of 1922 and died soon after. He had become wealthy and enormously popular, and thousands attended his funeral. So why had W.C. Fields called Williams the saddest man I ever knew? Mel Watkins.
I think that he was sad because he was a very intelligent man who listened to operas, who read Nietzsche, who had a high school education but was very well-read and self-educated after that. He was basically a kind of elite individual, and had he been not black, he would have been accepted as such.
The comedy of that era, with its blackface, dialect, and funny songs, doesn't translate comfortably to our times. But Burt Williams's influence on American humor has lasted for over a century. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Yates McNamee.
I never done nothing to nobody. I never done nothing for nobody no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. I never feel nothing for nobody no time.